提摩太前书第三章
First Timothy chapter 3，
我们在查考提摩太前书，我们来到第三章，让我从第一节念到第七节。
As we study the book of First Timothy, we have come to chapter 3, and let's read from verses 1 to 7.
提摩太前书三章一节说，你若想得见度的自分，就要陷入善功，这话是可信的。做见度的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不饮酒滋事，不打人，只要温和，不竞争，不贪财，好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能管照管神的教会呢？出入教的不可做见督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。见督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer,He desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity keeping his children submissive.For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil.
这段圣经是在讲长老的这个职分。
This passage is about the office of elder.
啊，这讲到教会的领导。
And about church leadership.
那么这段圣经的背景是在讲什么呢
？What is the background of this passage?
啊，如果大家有注意的话，我们在讲第二章的时候提到十二节说，保罗说我不许女人讲道，也不许她管辖男人，只要沉静。
If you remember when we went through chapter 2 verse 12, Paul wrote that I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet.
你不准女人讲道，不准女人管辖男人，这样你要谁来管辖呢？
If Paul do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority, then who should exercise authority?
所以他就开始讲这个谁来管辖，谁来管理教会。
So Paul started to teach about who ought to rule the church.
大家都知道，这个比提摩太前书一开始的时候，我们看到保罗把提摩太留在以弗所的目的呢，就如第三节所说的，要他们嘱咐那些人不可传异教。
And we know that at the beginning of 1 Timothy, Paul wrote to Timothy and gave him the purpose that he left Timothy at Ephesus.So that Timothy may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
所以当时候有一些人自以为是教会的领袖，他教导一些不对的真理，不对的道理。
So in those days, there were some people who thought that they were leaders of the church and they taught a different doctrine.
而且第六节，第一章第六节，他说有人偏离这些去讲虚浮的话。想要做教法师，却不知道自己所讲入的是什么。
And chapter 1 verse 6 tells us that certain persons, by swerving from this, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law, without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions.
而且当时候有很多女人站起来，要做男人所做的工作，要带领教会，这个是保罗说不可以的。
And there were many women who stood up and wanted to do what was entrusted to men to lead the church, and Paul forbade them to do so.
这个不是说男人跟女人不平等，他们都是平等，就好像天父、圣父、圣子、圣灵是一样平等，但是圣子却听圣父的旨意，这个是角色的不同。
So this does not mean that men and women are unequal. In fact, they are equal, just like the three persons of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are all equally God, but God the Son submitted to God the Father. So this is not a difference in equality, but rather a difference in role.
所以在这里他很清楚告诉我们保罗说他不准女人讲道也不准女人管辖男人。 所以我们用了一堂在上一个星期已经提了，大家可以去网站上面看，听我们所讲的。So
therefore Paul wrote and said that he do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man, and we preach on this last week. If you want to, you can download the sermon from our website.
所以保罗说，谁可以带领教会呢？第三章第一节说，他就开始讲建筑的职分。他说，人若想要得建筑的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。做建筑呢，就必须是无可指责等等。So
who then should exercise authority over the church? And therefore Paul continues in chapter 3 verse 1. The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task, and he must be above reproach, etc., etc.
所以神从罪恶当中，这个世界当中把我们拯救出来。
God has saved us from this world and from sin.
他拯救我们出来之后呢，他把我们放进这个教会里面。
And after God saved us, he placed us into the church.
他在哥林多前书第12章13节他说，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗进入，成了一个身体，因为一位圣灵。
1 Corinthians 12:13 tells us, for in one spirit we were all baptized into one body. Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit.
我们跟大家一起分享过很多次了，这个圣灵的洗不只是说圣灵有特别的洗，是讲说当我们信主的时候，圣灵把我们放进基督的身体，这个叫做圣灵的洗。And
we have shared many times with all of you that to be baptized by the Spirit is not referring to some supernatural second experience, but rather it is talking about when God saved us, the Holy Spirit places us into the church.
所以加入教会呢，他注意，圣灵已经把我们放进教会，这个动作呢，就是圣灵的洗。
So to be baptized by the Spirit is the action when the Holy Spirit places us into the church.
所以神拯救我们之后，没有让把我们当成是孤儿，把我们放进教会，所以我们必须要去教会。
So after God saved us, he did not leave us as orphans, but he placed us into the church, and therefore we ought to faithfully come to church.
而且他给教会是什么呢？他有给教会有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师与教师，目的是为什么呢？是要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And God also gave gifts to the church. He gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ.
所以神拯救我们之后，没有把我们放在外面，他把我们放在教会里面，而且他安立教会，有长老、有执事、有牧师来爱我们、关怀我们、带领我们、喂养我们。
So after God saved us, he did not leave us roaming on the streets, but he placed us into the church that he established, and he also gave us the elders, deacons, and pastors who will love and equip us and teach us.
而且呢，在使徒行传第20章28节，他说：“圣灵立你们做全群的建筑，你们就当自己谨慎，为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会。”所以神安立这个建筑或者长老来牧养神的教会。
And Acts 20:28, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God. Therefore, God actually established overseers or elders to care for the church.
所以我们要大家加入教会。
Therefore, we want everyone to be in the church.
要成为教会的一份子。
To become a member of the church.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is God's will.
神的旨意拯救了我们，要把我们放在教会，要有，而且 为教会安立了这个牧师、教师来喂养、照顾我们，让我们成长。
God's will is to save us, and His will is to place us into the church, and at the same time, He gave pastors and teachers to feed us so that we might grow.
如果你没有加入教会呢，你就得不到这个好处。
If you did not join a church, you miss out on this benefit.
而且呢，你是违背神的旨意，你这个叫做犯罪。
And in fact, you are going against God's will, and that is sin.
所以我们认为教会呢是神的旨意，而且每一个人必须加入，而且教会的目的呢就是要使我们成长，要使到我们强壮。
And we know that the church is God's will, and everyone ought to join a church because God wants us to become strong and grow in the church.
所以我们每一个人必须加进教会，成为神的门徒，主耶稣的门徒，成为一个强壮的基督徒。
So everyone ought to join a local church and to grow in Christ and become a strong Christian.
这样神安立这些教会的领导领袖是谁呢？
So who are these leaders that God has appointed?
你看第三章第一节。
Look at chapter 3 verse 1.
他说人若要得建筑的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。
The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task.
所以在这里讲到这话是可信的，这句话就是说这个是很重要的话，我要你相信，我要你注意。
The saying is trustworthy. In other words, please take note. This is important.
这个是保罗讲很重要的事情的时候用这句话来说，他用了五次。
And whenever Paul wanted to emphasize the importance of something, he would use this phrase, and he used this 5 times.
所以我们要注意这句话的意思是什么。
So we want to take note of what this phrase means.
保罗的意思说，如果有人要做建筑的职分，想要做建筑的职分，这就是羡慕上工。
If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires an noble task.
所以这边讲到想要 aspire, 或者说那个 desires, 羡慕这两个字是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning to aspire and desire?
所以这边想要，我们圣经翻译成想，不只是想，它这边的意思是很强烈的，你要一样东西，要到你要伸手超过你的尽所能的去要拿那个东西。
And the word aspire is not just a thought in the mind, but it is so strong a desire that it compels this person to reach out and grasp the thing.
那么羡慕是指内心。
To desire is referring to an inner heart's wanting.
就是心里面很盼望要一个东西，盼望他非要得到不可。
And it is such a longing in the heart that he must obtain it.
那么那个想要 aspire 这个字呢，是通常在圣经里面都指是指外在的行为。
And the word aspire is usually used in the Bible to refer to external actions.
那么所以那个人想要得这个建筑的职分呢，他不但是要心里想，但是他把它表现出来，做出来。
So this person does not just have an inner heart desire, but he is already having the external actions to couple with that inner desire.
所以这边就讲到我们教会里面很多人说，你没有叫我做，你没有给我一个职分，所以我不做。
So in the church, some people say, you did not appoint me to this office, so I do not do that.
那个是世界人的做法。
That is the thought of the world.
我们所看到圣经的教导是，当一个人要侍奉神的时候，他要到一个程度，他自己去做，不管你有没有给我职分，我都做。
And we can see from scripture that when people want to serve God, to the extent that they really want that, they will do it regardless of whether they are appointed or not.
所以他甚至用自己的金钱，用自己的时间，用自己的一切去完成这个工作，不需要你给他什么资份，不需要你给他什么资源，他已经做了。
And this person would sacrifice his resources, his money and his time to do what is required without being established into the office or being given the title.
所以我们在教会里面注意看，谁是圣灵所立的人呢？就是那个人已经在圣灵在他身上动工，他想要做这个侍奉这个工作，多到一个程度，你有没有安立他，你有没有给他职分，他已经做了。
So in the church, what we ought to do is to pay attention and identify people who are already doing all these things even though he does not have the title.
我们不需去 指派他做工作，是圣灵已经指派了，我们只是认出来，哦，圣灵已经给你这个工作，我们把它变成这个让大家知道，承认这件事情已经成就了。
So we are not exactly appointing a person to do such a work, but we are merely recognizing that this person is already doing the work that the Holy Spirit has appointed him to.
特别在使徒行传二十章二十八节讲说，是圣灵立你做全勤的监督，不是人去按立。
Especially Acts 20:28 tells us that the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. This is not an appointment by men.
所以不是我们去按立另外一个人成为监督或者长老。
So we do not go and appoint someone else as overseer or elder.
我们只是看到圣灵已经立了，我们只是承认，我们只是接受，我们只是宣布说神已经按立了，我们接受，我们承认。
What we are merely doing is to recognize or to proclaim that God has already appointed this person.
所以我们这个属灵的工作呢，就是我们自己看见神在我们身上给我们看见那个需要，我们就开始去做，而且做到一个程度，神也祝福这个工作，那么众人认出来就说这个你是可以做这件事情。
So the spiritual task is such that an individual recognizes that there is such a need and he spends his effort to do that spiritual task, and when he does it, God blesses the work and the people around him recognizes that God has blessed this work and they come and recognize his contribution.
如果你有注意听我们所讲到这个监督这个字份。
And if you have been listening carefully, we talk about the office of overseer.
你注意到我们讲长老，为什么你把长老跟监督放在一起？
And then we equate it with elders. So why do we say that the overseer is an elder?
所以在这边我们发现这个监督跟长老这两个名称其实是同一个位置。
And we realize that the word overseer and the word elder is referring to the same office.
你打开你的圣经到提多书看一看。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Titus.
就是在提摩太前书后书，然后就是提多书的第一章第五节。
And Titus follow closely behind 1st and 2nd Timothy in chapter 1 verse 5.
在那里你就会看到保罗跟提多讲，他说我从前留你在格里底，是要你将来没有办法的事办整齐了，照我的吩咐，你的在各城设立长老。
Titus 1:5, Paul was writing to Titus, this is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained into order.And appoint elders in every town as I directed you.
所以保罗把这个提多留在格里底，是要他设立长老。
So Paul left Titus in Crete to appoint elders.
那么谁可以做长老呢？
So who can be an elder?
你看第七节。
Look at verse 7.
他说，监督既是神的管教，就必须无可指责。
For an overseer as God's servant must be above reproach.
所以你会发现他讲要安立长老，他却说监督，其实长老跟监督是同一个职位，不同的名称。
So Paul was on the one hand talking about appointing elders and on the other he talked about appointing overseers. In other words, these are actually two words that's referring to the same office.
很多人说为什么要用两个名称呢？
And many people ask, then why use two different words?
很简单的，这个长老这个名称呢，是犹太人用的名称。
It's very simple, because the word elder is actually a Jewish term.
犹太人里面的领导呢，就是叫做长老。
The Jewish leaders were known as elders.
但是希腊人不叫做长老，希腊人是叫做监督。
But the Greeks refer to their leaders as overseers, not elders.
所以你就会发现，他们讲的是这不同的文化。他讲在犹太人的长老就是希腊人的监督。
So there were two different cultures that are mingling together now. Therefore, the Greek overseer is the Jewish elder.
而且呢，这个监督呢，可以只是他是一个字，这个工作。那么这个长老是他的职分，他的尊称。
We can also say that the overseer is actually the job description, while the title, the word elder is a title.
那么同样， 所以这边是讲说，一个长老他要监督那个教会里面的工作。
So in other words, the elder must oversee the work in the church.
那么提到牧师的时候呢，圣经里面怎么讲呢？跟牧师、跟长老、跟监督有什么不同呢？
And how about pastors? What is the difference according to scripture of pastors and elders and overseers?
这个牧师这个字呢是拉丁文 pastor 翻译过来，它的意思就是牧羊人。
And the word pastor is actually a transliteration from Latin, which is actually another word for shepherd.
我们跟大家已经讲过这个好多次了。这个牧羊人，这个 shepherd 这个字呢，在希腊，在这个埃及跟巴比伦皇朝的时候呢，他们的皇帝死的时候呢，他的墓碑上面一定要刻埃及的牧羊人，或者是这个整个国家的牧羊人。
And we have mentioned this many times that during the Egyptian and the Babylonian Empire, there are kings and pharaohs. When they die, there will be an inscription above their tomb that says, "The shepherd of Egypt" or "The shepherd of Babylon."
所以牧羊人是代表管理整个国家的人。
So in other words, the shepherd was the one who rules the entire nation.
那么在启示录里面也提到说这个字牧羊呢，也被管理成用铁杖来管理这个字三次。
And in the book of Revelation, three times was the word shepherd translated as rule with a rod of iron.
我们现在在提摩太前书，如果你打开提摩太前书第五章，你看第十七节。
We are now at First Timothy. If you turn to First Timothy 5:17.
他说那善于管理教会的长老，那个管理这两个字，长老也是管理。
First Timothy 5:17, let the elders who rule well, in other words, those who are elders will be ruling.
所以长老是要管理，好像监督一样。
So elders will rule just like overseers.
牧师也要管理，好像这个刚才我们提到启示录所用的用法，还有这个旧约的用法。
And pastors also should rule just like what is written in Revelation and in the Old Testament times.
而且《使徒行传》第二十章第二十八节，比这个保罗叫这个以弗所的长老来的时候，他告诉他们说，全圣灵立你们做监督。你看到他叫长老来，然后说你们是监督，然后说你们要牧养神的教会。
And we have seen Acts 20:28.Actually, Paul summoned the elders of Ephesus to him, and after summoning these elders to him, he told them that the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. So he told the elders that they were overseers.
然后呢，他要他们牧养神的羊群。
And then he tells them to care for the church of God.
所以牧师就是长老，就是监督。
So the pastor is the elder, is the overseer.
所以在这里呢，我们看到神这个呼召这个长老的一些条件。
And so we can see the calling of the elders, and we are going to now look at their condition or the criteria.
首先，让我们再来看一次神的呼召对长老的呼召。他说，人若要得监督或者长老的职分呢，就是切慕善工。
Firstly, let's get back to the calling of the elders. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task.
你看到这个善工这个字吗？
Look at the phrase noble task.
这个牧养是一种工作。
Shepherding is a type of work.
而且是好的工作。
And it is a good work.
是善工。
It is a noble task.
啊，特别将这个保罗写信给提他这个帖撒罗尼迦前书，他写到他第五章十二节，他说：“弟兄们，你们要敬重在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里治理你们的、劝诫你们的。”
And when Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians 5:12, he wrote, "We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you."
所以你看到这个牧师、长老。监督呢，他们是在主人的面前劳苦，这个是一个工作。
So pastor or elder or overseer were those who labor among you, so this is hard work.
所以看到神呼召的人，首先他把这个要侍奉的心放在那个人的心里，他要侍奉到一个程度呢，他 不管你有没有给他那个工作，他已经去做了。
So when God so places the desire into a person, whether he has the title or the office or not, he would be doing the work.
而且他说，他说人要夺要得这个建筑的这份是羡慕上工。
And if anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task.
为什么是上工是 noble task 呢？是为什么这个这么好呢？
Why is this such a noble or a good task?
你要知道，当时候的人的长老呢，是首先要被面对逼迫是长老。那时候长老得不到很好的待遇，而且呢，很容易受到危险。
And you want to know that in those days.Whenever the church is persecuted, they will persecute first its leaders or the elders. And in those days, not only does he not stand to gain any benefits, but he faces danger.
所以如果人要得长老的职分呢，他首先要先死。
So whoever wants to be elder must be willing to die first.
他要出来服侍，把生命付出来，来服侍教会。
He must give forth his life to serve the church.
所以这个是上工。
This is a noble task.
啊，这个很重要，很高贵的。
And it is precious and important.
是很伟大的。
And it is great.
如果神真的呼召你呢，你会不惜一切代价去做这件事情。
If God has truly called you, you will do it beyond any price.
所以这个人呢，如果是神呼召你，你从心里要做这件事情，不管教会有没有安利你，你都去做，而且你做的时候呢是。付出代价来做。
So when a person does so, whether with the church's appointing or not, this person is doing it even to the extent of sacrificing himself.
如果一个人把他侍奉神看高于他的工作，
if a person sees serving God as higher than his career,
甚至他付钱、付生命、付金钱、付时间来服侍神，很可能他是被呼召的。
And he sacrifices his time and his money and his resources to serve God, very likely this person is called.
有时我过去听过有牧师这么说。
In the past, I've heard a pastor saying,
有一个传道人告诉我说，你不要去吵那个长老，那个长老是医生，他很忙的，如果他很忙，你不要整天叫他来教会。
There was a pastor who told me that do not go and bother that elder, because that elder is a doctor by trade, and he's very busy.
如果他把他的医生的职业当着看过高过于他的教会的职分呢，他已经不愿会呼召，他不配做长老。
But if this person has viewed his career as a doctor as higher than his office of elder in the church, then he is not called and he is not worthy.
圣经的要求是我们看教会侍奉神是最高的神是牺牲我们的工作，牺牲我们的金钱，牺牲我们的职业，我们都要做，这个人才是有资格做长老。
The Bible places serving God with the highest priority, and if this person sacrifices his career and his money and his time and resources to serve God, then he is worthy and he is called.
还有一件事情，这个长老呢，一定是一个男的。
And another thing, this elder must be a man.
啊，因为什么呢？他的背景告诉我们，保罗在二章十二节说，我不许女人讲道，不许他管辖男人。他说，然后他说，这个建筑呢，必须是这样。
Because the context tells us in chapter 2 that Paul do not permit a woman to teach or exercise authority over men, and then he goes over to talk about the overseer.
而且接下来他所提到的要做监督无可指责一个丈夫的一个妇人的丈夫，这些都是男性的这个尊称，意思说他用的都是用男性的这个来代表。
And when he continues to say the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, etc., these are all masculine terms referring to men.
特别是在希腊文，这些形容词都是阳性的代表。
Especially when all these words in Greek are in the masculine form.
所以这些都是形容这个人呢，必须是男的。
So all this description tells us that this must be a male.
所以特别是刚才我们所说的是一个妇人的丈夫，这个妇人，如果你是个女的，就没有妇人的丈夫。
And the husband of one wife, if it is a woman, she cannot be the husband of one wife.
而且当他提到执事的教会的执事的时候，下面他有提到女执事，但是提长老的时候没有提到女长老或者女监督。
Especially when it comes to the qualifications for deacons later, Actually, there were allowances for lady deacons, but there's no such description of a lady elder.
所以我们再说一次，第一节呢是指到长老的呼召。
So verse 1 refers to the calling of the elders.
意思说神已经在你身上放了这个盼望，这个羡慕善工，这个渴慕。
In other words, God has already placed the desire of becoming an elder into a person's heart.
好像这个腓立比书说，我们行事为人，我们在心里面的盼望都是神放在里面的。
It's just like the book of Philippians when Paul wrote that whatever that we do, that desire is placed in us by God.
特别是腓立比书第二章十三节，他说你们立志行事都是神在你们心里面运行的。
Philippians 2:13 says it is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure.
所以那个盼望、那个渴慕强到一个程度呢，你把它行出来，然后我们众人呢，只是认出来。你是神所安立的。
So this aspiration and desire is so strong that this person has already done it all and have all the external acts to show it. What we do is merely to recognize that God has appointed this person.
所以如果神呼召你，你里面有这个渴慕，很强烈的渴慕，强烈到一个程度，你行出来。所以第一有渴慕，第二众人认出来，这件事就配合了，这是神的意思。
So if God has placed the desire within you and you do it with external actions while the congregation recognizes that you are doing all these things, then together this proves God's calling.
所以内在有这个渴慕，外在有这个印证，这两个是基本的。
So to have an internal calling and desire and to have external actions and recognition, this is basic.
另外呢，就是刚我们再继续来读下来，像这边还有他的这些条件，就是他必须是无可指责，一个妇人的丈夫，有节制自所端正，乐意接待女人等等。
And then we continue with the criteria as overseer, he must be above reproach. Last of all, one wife, sober-minded, self-control, respectable, hospitable, etc.
所以这些呢都是他的条件，这个他应该有的这个表现。
And this is the criteria of the elders.
所以第一，让我们已经看了这个就是长老的呼召，现在让我们来看长老的条件。
So we have seen the calling of the elders. Now let us look at the criteria of the elders.
请你读你的圣经，这里第二节说，做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不饮酒之事，不打人，只要温和，不竞争，不贪财。
So please read your Bibles in verse 2. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach. The husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money.
所以这里他给我们看到第一个就是个人的生活。
So in this criteria, we see the personal life of the elder.
我会一个一个的讲，你按照你的圣经看。
I will go through each one of them, so please refer to your own Bible.
他说做监督的是无可指责。
An overseer must be above reproach.
无可指责是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be above reproach?
就是没有把柄在人的手里。
In other words, he doesn't have any proof, or rather, no one has any proof of accusation against him.
意思不是说这个人是无罪的，因为我们知道除了耶稣，没有人是无罪的。
So it doesn't mean that this person is sinless, because we know that other than Jesus Christ, no one else is sinless.
意思说没有人能够告他，有证据告他有不正当的行为。
Actually, this refers to the fact that no one can bring any accusation or charge against him with proof.
所以他一定，如果他是犯了法，他一定是不可以成为这个长老。
If he broke the law, he cannot be an elder.
而且呢，我们也不能够告他有什么不正当的行为，就是我们在教会里面没有证据可以证明他。
And also at the same time, no one can accuse him of any indecency.
所以意思是说他没有一个明显的罪让我们可以抓到证明他。
In other words, he has no obvious sin that people can point out.
但是我们要知道，作为一个牧师，作为一个长老呢，通常是撒旦的第一个目标。
But we need to know that as the pastor or the elder, they become Satan's first target.
因为只要你攻打到他，他一倒的话呢，神的名字就受损了。
Because if you can attack the leader and he falls, then the name of God will suffer shame.
我们在新加坡你就知道，新加坡已经有一些教会的领袖受到这个政府的控告。
And we know in Singapore that there are some leaders of certain churches that have been sued by the government.
我记得我最近坐计程车去机场。
Recently, I took a cab to the airport.
那么计程车的师傅就问我，你是做哪一行的？
So the taxi driver asked me, what trade are you in?
我说我是牧师。
And I told him I'm a pastor.
他的反应是什么，你知道吗？
Do you know what was his response?
很好赚的。
He said, oh, you make good money.
你看到教会变成赚钱的手法。
So we realize that the church has become a money spinner.
所以作为一个牧师呢，你作为一个长老呢，第一呢就是撒旦，你是撒旦的第一个目标。一倒呢，神你要既倒那个牧者呢，那个羊群就散了。
So as the leader or elder and pastor of the church, you are Satan's first or number one target because if he successfully attacks you, then the church will scatter.
神的荣耀就被你毁坏。
God's glory has been shamed by you.
而且呢，作为这个牧师呢，你如果这道理搞不清楚呢，真理抓不好呢，把人带进地狱。
And as the pastor, if you do not grasp and handle the truth properly, you are leading people to hell.
而且呢，结果很多人呢，因为你的教导不正确呢，很多信徒会受到很多伤害。
And if your teaching is not accurate, then many believers will be hurt.
所以呢，我们一定要为教会的牧者、长老们祷告。
Therefore, we ought to be praying for the pastors and the leaders of the church.
牧师本身呢，要常常读圣经，常常在神的话语里面用圣经来检讨我们自己。但是会众要常常为这个牧师、长老祷告，让他们能够站立得稳。
The pastor ought to dive into the word of God himself and often use the word of God to examine himself, but at the same time the congregation should be praying for the pastor and the leaders.
所以在这边我们看到这个无可指责，这个是就是说他没有明显的证据，不但是没有明显，心里面也要对得起良心，对得起神，不什么恶事都不做，而且心里面在神面前呢是站立得住。
So to be above reproach means that no one can bring any charges with proof against him, and at the same time, his conscience must be clear before men and before God, and he must do no evil, and he must stand before God.
第二呢，你看到这里，他说是一个妇人的丈夫。
Secondly, he must be the husband of one wife.
所以这边很明显的，这个是一个男性。
So clearly, this is a male.
很多。这个辩论有关这句话，一个妇人的丈夫是什么意思？
Many people have debated what the husband of one wife means.
他的希腊文的意思就是一个女人，一个只有一个女人的男人。
In the original Greek, it is referring to a man who has only one woman.
意思是说他是对他的婚姻忠心。
In other words, he is faithful to his marriage.
不是说这边一定要有结婚的人才可以当长老。
This doesn't mean that he must be married.
也不是说那些如果一些有些人重婚再婚就是再婚，就是说他的妻子死了之后呢，他再婚，这个人有些人说这样也不可以，其实圣经没有这么说。
There are cases where the man's wife has passed away, and because of that, he has remarried. And some people say, oh, because of that, he fails, he cannot be an elder. But this is not the case.
他是说要忠心，忠实。自始至终呢，就是一个忠心于他的妻子。
This is actually referring to being faithful to one's wife unto death.
就好像我们的婚姻，我们常常强调，我们的婚姻必须是以基督为中心的婚姻。
It's just like in our marriage, we have often emphasized that it ought to be a Christ-centered marriage.
当我们夫妻在一起的时候，不但是彼此相爱在一起，我们夫妻相爱呢是以基督的这个福音为中心，意思说让人看出你的婚姻是你爱妻子好像基督爱教会，妻子顺服丈夫好像这个教会顺服基督一样。
In fact, we have often stressed that the loving relationship between husband and wife is not just between two individuals, but their loving relationship is actually an outward expression of the gospel. Because just as Christ loved the church, the husband loves the wife.
所以这个是一个很重要的一个层面，让我们的婚姻彰显出救恩的这个部分。
So this is a very important facade of our marriage that it manifests Christ's love for the church, the gospel.
接下来你看有节制这两个字。
And then sober minded.
啊，所以这边节制这两个字呢，其实原文的意思是说不要跟酒掺在一起。
To be sober-minded in the original Greek refers to not mixed with wine.
意思是说你很清醒，没有醉酒的意思。其实一点醉都没有，跟酒没有关系。
And this means that you're very clear-headed, having nothing to do with drunkenness and wine.
所以你很清醒。
And you are clear-minded.
而且很谨慎。
And you are watchful.
啊，而且很机警。
And you are always keeping on lookout and on guard.
啊，这个就是长老牧师的一个特征，他必须要很机警，知道有狼来了，有假的先知来了，有错误的影响来了，他要很快知道这些事情。所以他并不是说他昏昏沉沉，而是他很机警，知道这些事情在周围的发生。
So this is a very important character of the pastor and the elder. He is always on guard.Against false teachers, against wolves that will creep in. You know, and he is not busy all the time.
啊，第二呢，再接下来你看到说自守这两个字。
And then we see self-controlled.
这两个字其实是说，如果你很积极的话呢，你就有一个很有纪律的生活，你的 priority 很清楚，你的先后次序很清楚。
If a person is on guard and sober-minded.Then to be self-controlled means that he lives a very disciplined life and is very clear of the priorities in his life.
这个 NASB 翻译成 sound mind, 就是他的理智很清楚。
NASB translates this as having a sound mind, meaning he's clear-headed.
啊，所以这个是他的理性很清楚，能够思维很清晰。
So he is very logical and he is also very clear-headed and he can think clearly.
接下来你看到另外两个字是端正。
And then we come to respectable.
啊，端正的意思呢，是指他这个端正这两个字的希腊文是指 orderly, 就是说他很有次序，很有规矩，很能够让人信服。
And in the original Greek, the word translated respectable carries the meaning of being orderly and very disciplined, such that people respect him for that.
接下来是乐意接待远人。
And then we see hospital.
意思是说，这个希腊文的基本意思就是对于这些陌生人，他有这种爱心。
And in the Greek, it refers to having love for strangers.
就是要帮助那些，特别是讲到那些人在古时候呢，他们出门远门的时候没有这个酒店可以住宿，他把他接到自己的家来的意思。
In those days.When people traveled, there were not hotels available for them to rent. So this refers to receiving strangers into one's home.
所以呢，意思说你对于那些有需要的人，那些陌生的人，能够帮助他们，对他们有爱心，好像基督的爱是无条件的一样。
So this refers to love and helping those who are strangers and those who are in need but are strangers. It's just like Christ's love is unconditional.
接下来四个字就是善于教导。
And then able to teach.
啊，这个是牧师跟教师最重要的工作。
This is the pastor teacher's most important work.
因为牧师跟教师务要传道，不是必须要传道。
Because pastor and teachers.Are to preach the word.
所以你会仔细，如果我们仔细看这个建筑长老跟执事教会的执事的不同呢，其实都很相似，只有这一点非常不同的，就是他必须是长老呢，必须是懂得很会教导人。
If we compare the qualifications for overseers and qualifications for deacons, we will realize that almost everything else is the same, except that deacons.Need not be able to teach, but overseers or elders must be able to teach.
所以在这里你会发现他的恩赐是在教导，而且他的教导是属灵的教导，意思弟兄姐妹听得懂。
So this person's gift is that he is able to teach. Of course, it means teaching spiritual things, and it's important that the brethren must be able to understand him.
不是所有的大学教授或者老师都可以教，是属灵的人教他才能够明白。
And in other words, this is not that they must be college professors or professional teachers, but this is a spiritual teacher who teaches and the people can understand.
所以他有这个教导的恩赐。
So this person has the gift of teaching.
那就代表说他对于神的道理非常清楚。
In other words, he must be very knowledgeable when it comes to God's word.
而且为神就是他有 conviction.
And he must be convicted.
所以他而且能够为神的道呢，激励争辩。
And he must be able to earnestly contend for God's word.
所以他不怕危险，而且很勇敢的来为神的道辩护，这个是条件。
And he is not fearful of danger, but he will courageously defend the word of God.
而且呢，他要保护群羊，意思说，当他看到有错误的信息来的时候，他要很勇敢的指出错误来。
And he must be able to protect the sheep, because when there are false teachings that's coming, he must be courageously defending the sheep.
第三节你看一看，
Look at verse 3.
他说，不要因酒滋事，不打人，要温和，不竞争，不贪财。
Not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money.
所以这边讲不因酒滋事，就是他不常常怀念那个酒杯的意思。
And not a drunkard means that he is not longing after a drink.
而且呢，他不打人。
He is not violent.
这里是指说他不是第一个一拳打过去，就是什么事情就用拳头来解决。
Means he is not the one who will settle issues with the feast.
所以他不打人，而且是要温和。
But he must be gentle.
他不但不打人，而且不竞争，就是说他不去辩论，不是常常喜欢辩论的人。
Not a quarrelsome person who is often engaged in debate.
最后呢，他是一个不贪财的人。
And lastly, not a lover of money.
我们看到很多的假先知呢，跟金钱都有关系。
We see that a lot of false teachers are often related with monetary gain.
那么圣经里面保罗就在第六章，提摩太前书第六章讲到说，想要发财的人就陷在迷惑里，落在网罗里，用许多的私欲，叫这个。 这个被用许多的愁苦把自己刺痛了。
And we see in 1 Timothy chapter 6 that Paul warns Timothy that those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction.
所以如果一个人呢很计较金钱呢，这个人应该是不可以做长老。
If this person is very calculative when it comes to money, he is not worthy to be an elder.
所以我们要学习要有 generous， 要很宽宏大量，常常的付出，而不是常常的收。
So we need to learn to be generous and to be often giving rather than receiving.
在这里呢，请大家看到第六节。
Look at verse 6.
他说，初入教会的不可做箭度，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼和所受的刑罚里。
He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil.
所以他说他自高自大，他这个 puffed up with conceit 的意思是说，好像他的头脑呢在云雾里面。
Be puffed up with conceit means that his head is in the cloud.
所以那个刚刚信主的或者那些在信仰上面不是坚强的，不可以做长老。
So those who are recent converts or those who are not strong or mature in their faith should not be elders.
他不能用圣经来辨别，来使用圣经来应用在我们的生活上面，他不可以做长老。
If he does not know how to discern using the word of God, nor apply the word of God in his life, then he is not worthy to be an elder.
而且这些人呢，很容易自高自大。
And these people are easily puffed up.
你自高自大，你就容易跌入 撒旦的这个圈套里面。
And when one is arrogant, he falls into the snare of the devil.
所以你会看到第二节、第三节跟第六节都是讲到个人的生活方面。
So verse 2 and 3 and 6 is referring to personal life.
那么不但是长老要注意他个人的生活，同时他必须要注意他家庭的生活。
So the elder is to pay attention to his own personal life, but at the same time, he must pay attention to his family life.
你看第四节，
Look at verse 4.
好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church?
所以这里讲到管理自己的家，在管理这两个字。
And it talks about manage here.
在五章第十七节，他也讲到善于管理教会的长老，同一个字。
And it's the same word translated as rule in chapter 5 verse 17.
所以你看，长老必须管理神的教会。
So the elder must rule the church.
但是他在管理教会之前呢，他必须先管好自己的家。
But before he rules the church, he must first rule his own household.
如果他没有使自己的儿女顺服他，这边你看到端庄顺服这两个字吗？
And if he does not with all dignity keep his children submissive.
啊，所以这个顺服这两个字就是在军队里面顺服的意思。
And the word submissive here is referring to in the military where the lower rank would yield to the higher rank.
如果你不懂得怎么样使你的孩子顺服你，你怎么样使教会的弟兄姐妹顺服你？
If you do not know how to have your own children submit to you,How can the church brothers and sisters submit to you?
所以你会学会一件事情，你要做长老呢，你要做牧师呢。第一，你必须要管好自己，然后你要管好自己的家。
So before you can be an elder or pastor, you must first manage your own personal life, and then you must manage your family life.
不但是管好自己的家，最后呢，你要有自己的外面的一些声誉，你外面的生活也必须要管好。
And not just your personal and family life, but your reputation with outsiders or your public life must be well managed.
你看第七节。
Look at verse 7.
他说，建筑也必须在教外有好名声。
Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders.
恐怕被人毁谤，就落在魔鬼的网罗里。
So that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil.
这个好名声这个意思呢，在希腊文的意思是指他是寻道者 ，martyrs。
To be well thought of is in the original Greek referring to a martyr.
意思是说他为了神的工作，为了神的名字，在外面他有是一个很负责任、很爱神、很有名气，说他为了教会、为了神愿意付出的人。
In other words, he is someone who is reputed among outsiders to be someone who is willing to sacrifice for the church, someone who loves God.
所以我们在这段圣经看到，第一呢是长老的呼召。
So in this passage we first see the calling of the elders.
第二是长老的条件。
And secondly the criteria of the elders.
但是这两件我觉得还不够完整，就是说我们讲一堂道呢，最好使它完整一点，我就加了一个叫做长老的责任。
So this first two points I feel is not does not complete this sermon. Therefore I've added one more, the charge of the elders.
所以这个就请大家打开这个彼得前书五章一节看一看。
Please open your Bibles to 1 Peter 5:1.
这个就是长老应该有的责任或者他的工作。
1 Peter 5:1 refers to the charge to the elders or the work of an elder.
彼得前书五章第一节。
1 Peter 5:1.
五章第一节说，我做这长老，就是彼得说，我这是长老的，做基督徒受苦，做为基督受苦的的见证，同享所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的，做什么呢？务要牧养在你们中间的羊群，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心；不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意；不是要管辖所托付你的，乃是要做群羊的榜样。
First Peter 5:1, so I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight.Not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you. Not for shameful gain, but eagerly. Not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock.
所以这边看到他说，做长老，做长老的彼得告诉同样做长老的，他说，我告诉你，务要牧养神的羊群。
So, Peter, the elder, a fellow elder of the church is now exhorting his fellow elders to shepherd the flock of God.
所以牧师长老必须要喂养羊群。
So the pastor and elders must shepherd the flock.
要管理他们。
They must exercise oversight.
而且呢，不是被勉强的。所以你刚才我们讲到说那个渴慕是心甘情愿的。
And it is not under compulsion, and we talk about that desire in the heart, it is a willing desire.
而且不是为了金钱，所以没有钱你也做，我就相信。
And it is not for the monetary gain, so if someone does it even when he is not paid, then I'll believe him.
他不但没有拿到钱，而且他很甘心乐意，很快乐的去做。
Not only is he not paid, but he does so willingly and joyfully.
而且第三节说他不是辖制，而是要做榜样。
And verse 3 says, not domineering, but being examples.
啊，今天的牧羊人跟以前的牧羊人不一样。
Today's shepherds are a far cry from the past.
以前的牧羊人呢是牧人走在前面，羊走在后面。
In the past, the shepherd goes in front and the sheep follows.
今天的牧羊人呢是他有牧羊犬追赶那些羊群走在前面。
So today the shepherds have actually shepherd dogs who would actually chase and get the sheep to be in front.
啊，这个就是辖制他们管教，恐吓他们要他们跑。
And this is domineering over the sheep and wanting the sheep to obey and to run.
但是主耶稣做牧羊人不是这样，主耶稣走在前面，羊走在后面。
But Jesus, the good shepherd, is not like that. He goes in front and the sheep follows.
主耶稣说，我知道羊的名称，我呼叫他就跟我走。
Jesus said, I know the name of my sheep. I call him and he recognizes my voice and follows me.
所以在总结的时候呢，我要你思想一个问题。
So as we conclude, I want you to think of one issue.
这边他讲到这些做长老 的条件。
This leads for us the criteria of
他说要无可指责一个丈夫的一个妇人的丈夫有节制自守端正等等。
To be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, etc.
你没有注意到这边不是一个很高，就是说任何每一个基督徒都必须要，不是只有长老才要，不是说我不是长老所以我可以有很多太太，不是说我有不是长老我就可以啊不节制就可以打人就可以喝酒，完全不是这个意思，你有注意到吗
？Please notice.That this is not just strictly referring to elders, or in other words, it doesn't mean that if you are not an elder, you can be the husband of many wives, you are not sober-minded, you are not hospitable, you are violent. No, it doesn't mean that.
所以你仔细看，作为一个基督徒，你必须是一个妇人的丈夫，你必须节制，你必须自守，你必须端正，你必须要不饮酒之事，不打人，不而且不竞争，不贪财。
This is for every Christian.To be the husband of one wife, to be sober-minded, to be respectable, not violent, gentle, not a lover of money. This is for every believer.
所以有一个圣经的学者说，这个呢，这个条件是最低的条件，不是最高的条件。
So there's a Bible scholar who commented that this is the bare minimum requirement.Not the highest achievement.
不管你是说你是在大学里面，在神学里面的教授也好，还是甚至你在这个森林里面的一个小教会也好，你都必须要服从，至少都要服从这个。
So whether you are a seminary professor in a big city, or you are the pastor of a small church in the remotest jungle, this is the least of the bare minimum requirements that you must.
这个是每一个基督徒必须要有的，不一定只是做长老。
This is the requirements that every Christian ought to have, and not just for elders.
那么如果你是长老，更必须要有这个。
But if you are an elder, all the more you must display these qualities.
所以做长老呢，要在这些范围里面做众人的榜样。
So an elder must set an example for the flock in all these areas.
所以呢？我盼望大家现在明白，神在教会所立的呢，是应该有什么样的条件。
So I hope that all of you will understand what is the criteria of those that God has appointed in the church.
所以我们就朝着主的旨意去进行。
And we ought to follow God's will as we pursue this.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your word.Indeed, Lord, help us not to be puffed up with conceit, swing to another extreme of thinking that since this is for elders only, that we need not have such qualities. No, Lord, let us aspire and desire to have all these qualities in our own lives, to have a private life that is above reproach, and to be able to manage our families well, and also to have a public life that is well thought of by outsiders. And let each and every one of us be wanting to do this. And we pray especially for the leaders of the church, that you will help them and give them the strength to be able to achieve all this. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.